here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of February, 2014. It's the birthday of David Foster Wallace, Ithaca, New York, 1962, author of Infinite Jest, came out in 1996, 1,079 pages, 388 footnotes, a novel about addiction and tennis and separatist groups, among many other things, a bestseller. He was working on a novel at the time of his death, about a third of the way done. It was published in 2011, entitled The Pale King. David Foster Wallace, who said, "Postmodern irony and cynicisms become an end in itself, a measure of hip sophistication and literary savvy. Few artists dare to try to talk about ways of working toward redeeming what's wrong because they'll look sentimental and naive to all the weary ironists. Irony's gone from liberating to enslaving. The postmodern founders' patricidal work was great, but patricide produces orphans, and writers my age have been literary orphans throughout our formative years." It's the birthday of the poet who said, "I was, and in most respects still am, mentally precocious, physically backward, short-sighted, a rabbit at all games, very untidy and grubby, a nail-biter, a physical coward, dishonest, sentimental, with no community sense whatever." W. H. Auden, born in York, England, 1907. When he was 15 at boarding school, he had a crush on a boy named Robert Medley. They went on a walk in the countryside together. Medley asked Auden if he wrote poetry, and Auden had never written poetry, but he decided to try, and soon after had his first poem published. W. H. Auden, who said, "Among those whom I like or admire, I can find no common denominator, but among those whom I love, I can. All of them make me laugh." First issue of the New Yorker magazine, published on this date in 1925, founded by Harold Ross and his wife Jane Grant, who was a reporter for the New York Times. And it was on this day that the most influential political pamphlet of all time was first published, The Communist Manifesto, written by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, 1848. Most of the ideas brainstormed over the course of a week and a half in a room above an English pub called the Red Lion in the Soho district of London. Karl Marx had the job of drafting up the ideas into something publishable, a call to action aimed at the proletariat across Western Europe. Here's a poem by W. H. Auden on his birthday, Nonsense Song. "My love is like a red, red rose, or concerts for the blind. She's like a mutton chop before and a rifle range behind. Her hair is like a looking glass, her brow is like a bog, her eyes are like a flock of sheep seen through a London fog. Her nose is like an Irish jig, her mouth is like a bus, her chin is like a bowl of soup shared between all of us. Her form divine is like a map of the United States, her foot is like a motor car without its license plates. No steeplejack shall part us now, nor fireman in a frock. True love could sink a channel boat or knit a baby's sock." A Nonsense Song by W. H. Auden, from the collection As I Walked Out One Evening, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.